Today, we see these volunteers helping others around the world after natural disasters and tragedies. It all began with one woman who left her job at the patent office to go to the home where the relief efforts began on this edition of the American Countryside.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Clara Barton is today recognized as the founder of the American Red Cross. However, she had been doing medical work on battlefields of the Civil War long before she ever thought of establishing the organization. In fact, Barton was doing so much work, her doctors told her she needed to travel overseas to relax for her own health.
She goes to Europe and she discovers that there is this international Red Cross organization that had formed in 1864 during our Civil War, and she is astounded. She had never heard of it.
Ronnie Spiewak says several countries were already participating in the organization, designed to help soldiers on the fields of battle. So the trip that should have offered relaxation for Barton ended up providing her with more work to do.
She immediately becomes a volunteer helping soldiers, and she vows that she will establish an American Red Cross.
But upon her return to the U.S., she found the process of establishing such an organization to be long.
By the time she comes back to the U.S., our Civil War is over. People can't get excited about an organization serving soldiers. So she modifies the purpose of the Red Cross to be an organization serving not only in wartime, but in natural disasters.
In 1881, legislation was introduced to form the Red Cross. Barton became the first president, and local developers provided assistance in building a home and headquarters in the new suburb of Glen Echo, just north of D.C. An innovator, she devised a plan for a fleet of ambulances instead of just a few scattered vehicles. Her efforts still impact us today. Today, her home and Red Cross headquarters are part of the Clara Barton National Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in Glen Echo, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.